You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
And we're pleased to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We really are. This segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. If you're listening live, today is October 1st, 2015. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 392. Tell us what's happening in your eBay world. Why don't you? 888-723-4630. If you have a question or a comment or a tip or a gripe or
a listing dish.
A listing dish or a
yeah, let us look at your listing story and help you succeed.
Just let us know.
Yeah, we're here.
I bought something off eBay. Not on eBay.
Off eBay.
Yeah, off eBay, which is a rare occasion, but I couldn't find one on eBay.
Well, so. I always go to eBay first.
Yeah, I did.
But sometimes you just can't find it. So what did you buy?
I've been debating this for months. And then really, really debating it for the last 2 weeks.
Is it returnable?
It's probably, but although I wouldn't.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Is it animal, vegetable, or mineral?
I don't think that's an appropriate question.
Really?
Yeah. It just doesn't fit. It's not applicable.
Oh.
I guess I'd say mineral, I suppose.
Is it a service?
No.
It's an object.
It's an object. This is fun.
And I'm sorry, did you say it was bigger than a bread box or not?
Yeah. It's
bigger than a bread box.
Yes, it's bigger than a bread box.
Is it bigger than a car?
No.
Okay. So it's somewhere between a bread box and a car size.
Yes. You make a good Dorothy Kilgallen.
Yes, I would, wouldn't yeah. I?
Well, you have a chin. She didn't.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And there are thousands of people listening. There's thousands of people who have no idea what these references are.
I know.
It's like the 20th century never happened.
I know. So what was it, honey?
It was an electric bike.
Really?
Yeah, I've been debating this for a while.
An electric bike.
Yeah. So it's, you know, electric pedal assist. These are very popular right now. It's a bike that you can pedal and various degrees. Either you go from completely pedaling it to or completely electric powered. But it's a cargo bike. So there are lots of electric bikes, but I was looking for something that would be easy to like put 3 or 4 bags of stuff from Savers on it. So
Fun.
I bit the bullet.
But it's a bike. It's not like it doesn't have like a,
it's not a
running
motorbike.
Board or anything like a...
No. It's not a motorcycle or a scooter. It's road... Electric bikes are road legal in almost every place, except guess I learned they're not legal in New York City.
Well...
Go figure.
They got their own problems in New York City.
Yeah, I know. Like real estate prices. Right.
Well, but, okay, well, this is very exciting.
So it's related to eBay in this. It's sold online is why it's so affordable. There's no middle guy. And it was one of the bikes I had been considering. And I forget the name of the company. Isn't that awful? But I found it on Facebook a number of weeks ago, and I said, well, I'll check it out. If I get it and I put the parts together and I decide it doesn't work for me, you know what I'm going to do with it.
Oh, yeah. You're going to sell it on eBay.
Exactly. So I'll save the box and everything else. And if I'm not happy with it, I'll just sell it on eBay.
Well, I'm looking at prices. $2,000.
Yeah. So most, if you go to any place and look for electric bikes or an electric car, bikes that are set for transporting some sort of cargo. So they have to be heavier, right? Because they have to take your weight plus whatever you're going to put on it. They're expensive.
Yeah.
But this one was significantly under $2,000.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So I usually don't make a purchase this big off eBay, but I thought the way that I'll use this, because it's directly from the folks that are making the bike, is if it doesn't work, I'll just sell it on eBay. I'm sure I could.
Well, you should talk the company into selling their bikes on eBay.
Maybe, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why not? They'd not probably bad. Would an electric bike be eBay Motors? Might be.
I don't know. Let me look. Electric.
So it's not a motorcycle.
It's a bike. It's a bicycle.
Because you can pedal it.
Right.
And then when you decide to do electric, then you can not pedal.
Yes. So there are electric bicycles.
Thing.
So here's a here's an electric bicycle. This is a this is high end. It's $9,700. Let's see if any have sold. Sold listings. Oh, they have lots of them. Yeah, there's one here that sold for $7,000. But these are some of these bikes are. I mean, you pay more money for them as they go up in value because they're like.
You know, there's a folding electric bike.
Oh yeah, there's folding electric bikes that can hold someone up to 300 pounds.
So you could drive to Savers, and well, you'd have to have a what you're calling a cargo bike.
Yeah, and here are cargo bikes for around it looks like $35,000 to $4,000. So I don't think I'd have a problem selling this on eBay.
Wow. Well,
yeah, there's a lot that sold, and I did look on eBay. I couldn't find this particular bike. And there's, you know, there's some recognized names in this field, like iZip and Pedego, and I've learned a lot researching this.
Yuba. Yeah. Here's Yuba, a Yuba.
Yeah. Yeah, there's and some are really highly rated, but I wanted something that was going to be highly rated cargo and under 2,000.
Here's an extra cycle cargo electric bike.
So you may ask... There are three-wheel trikes that are electric, and I thought, yeah, I'm not old enough for that yet.
Oh, come on.
No. I still can balance. That's not the problem. The problem is my knees. I just can't I can't push uphill. It can really hurt, but this will help.
When is it arriving?
November. I'm in no rush. So the
they're making it.
They make them, you know, so that's why the price was so inexpensive, I guess. Anywho.
Well, that sounds exciting. Have you ridden a bike lately?
Yes, I did.
Since I have ridden a bike.
Yeah, so. I spent a day riding a bicycle in Provincetown when I was there on vacation at the beginning of last month.
Oh, that would have been fun.
It was, and it's not too hilly. I mean, it's pretty easy hills. There's bike trails that go out towards the northern end of that little tip. And it's beautiful views, and you see the ocean, and you see the sharks killing people who are stupid enough to get in the water. It's lots of fun.
Yeah, they had a big shark there. Big, wasn't it? Wasn't
that
where they had the big one the day after you left or something?
Yeah, well, there's always shark sightings. And I went in the water waiting, saying, here, sharky, here, with some bloody meat.
Well, of course.
Throwing it in the water. Come on, sharky.
In little plastic baggies.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to let us know how that electric bike works, because I find that fascinating. I've never even thought of getting an electric bike. You know what I've been looking for through the years?
No, what?
The bike I rode when I was a young girl, 10 years old.
Oh,
you know,
it's in my backyard.
You know, a regular bike, you know, a girl's bike?
Yeah.
Because my legs are so short. Even, you know, I can't put it over the bars that they have now.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The girls' bikes used to not have that bar.
Yeah.
So now they get this bar, and, you know, they think we're all, you know, 6 feet tall.
I don't like boys' bikes anymore. I like bikes I can get, you know, with the girls' bikes, because you can step into them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And so he would have laughed, because when we were on vacation, they gave me a boys' bike, and I didn't think anything of it. And then he said...
Well, they thought you were a boy.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
That's not the part I didn't think anything of. I thought just, oh, yeah, of course, I can do it. But he said, would you like a basket, you know, pay an extra buck? And I said, yeah, because I may want to transport stuff. Who knows? So I came back to pick it up at the rental place downtown. And what they do is they take one of those plastic milk crates and they use plastic ties and they tie it to the bike. And I thought, oh, great. Then I tried to get my leg over it.
Yeah, forget it.
Well, it was on the street entertainment for everyone else who was there. Because it was really entertaining to watch this.
I need a girl's bike. An old-fashioned one.
Yeah, like Pee Wee Herman's bike in Big Adventure.
Okay, let's see.
You want a cruiser.
Exactly.
Yeah, big old cruiser.
So, girl's bike.
You going to buy it on eBay?
Cruiser. I'm looking. And it's got to be fantastic, like pink or... Well, here's a Schwinn.
Can't go wrong with that.
Here's a Schwinn. Oh, $173. That is not bad.
No, you can do that.
On eBay. It's a 24-inch. I may even need smaller than that, like for a young girl. I'm so short. Here's a
and
girl's
young,
20-inch.
And
I'm so young.
Yeah.
I'm young and short.
Yeah.
God, oh, God. Hey, speaking of eBay.
I am.
I understand that eBay's hosting a holiday webinar.
Yes, on Monday.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, it's a very big webinar, and it's red and white. It has curtains in the window.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
It is, and it's going to be a webinar on how to start getting ready for the holiday season. And what's cool about these webinars, you know, we did one yesterday on returns.
How did that go?
It went really well. We had great questions, great guests, people you know. We had Jonathan Haney and Lauren Yee, who've been on the show talking about returns. And it went really well. And it's the Q&A part I like the best. And it's kind of like we have a, you know, if I'm going to be on the panel, if I'm hosting or moderating, I kind of guide it into a conversation as opposed to three employees standing there, you know, upright, looking at the camera going, now we will talk about returns. You know, people are not comfortable normally in front of any cameras or something. I'm good at kind of goosing them up and making them feel comfortable.
Is the rumor true that Todd is leaving? Todd, who comes on the show?
Oh, no, it's not that he's leaving. Todd Cohen has taken a position at another eBay company at StubHub.
Oh.
Yeah, which is just up the road a piece in
San Francisco.
So I guess
the two new intros that we made for him to come on the show and talk about Main Street, we should now put somebody else's name on it.
Probably. I just have to find out who that is.
Okay.
Yeah, that might be wise.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So he is staying with eBay. Oh,
yeah, except that I'm upset because he's not going to be in this office anymore. And one of my favorite things in the morning sometimes was we would sit down, you know, if he was there and I was there, and we'd have a quick breakfast and kind of shoot the breeze about what was going on, not just in eBay, but in the whole online e-commerce universe.
Treasure trove of information, that guy.
Yeah, he's very smart. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We're here for you. Yes, we are. 888-723-4630 here on Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBayRadio to check us out. And check us out.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. You can chat with us live right now, 888-723-4630.
So, Griff, remember last week I read...
No, I don't.
I read you an email from a fellow named John from Southbridge, Massachusetts, known as Invest in Collectibles.
I think
and
so.
He had a problem with last-minute bidders. He's written us back again because he thinks that we didn't quite get what he was talking about. So I'd like to read this to you more time. And then
let's say,
okay, because he stated it different.
Right.
Hi again. I guess I didn't explain myself last Tuesday. I sell Transformers and other highly collectible toys.
Right.
And often at the end of the auction, certain bidders will bid very high to win it with no intention of paying, thus spoiling the auction for legitimate bidders.
Right.
I've lost over $1,500 from lost sales. I'm not sure why these bogus bidders are doing this, but I'd like to know how to stop this from an auction point of view. I don't want to use BIN, etc. I estimate 8% of my auctions receive this type of fraudulent bidding, which seems very high to me.
Yeah.
I block them as quick as I can, but they keep joining eBay under new IDs. I don't know why eBay allows this type of unregistered customer. Maybe somebody's just after him. I don't know.
Unregistered customer? I don't get it.
Allows this type of unregistered customer.
Right. Well, there are a few things you can do. I don't know if it's going to help. I don't know why you're so against the fixed price format, but that's, you know, neither here nor there. You can restrict some buyers based on, do they have a PayPal account? So if you go to your My eBay page and then you go to, where would you do this? I think site preferences under the account tab. And then... you can also do this on the listing page. There's a link right to these preferences. And pardon me, this computer's slow today. You can look for, I think it's called, let me see what it's called, buyer requirements under the site preferences, selling preferences section of that page. And you click show, and then you can edit. And you can, there's a series of things that you can select for requirements. I have nothing selected anymore. But you can say buyers without a PayPal account. You can block them with that. You can block them if they have unpaid item strikes. So they've had reports of unpaid item. You can say anywhere from 2, 3, 4, or 5 within the last month, 6 months, or 12 months. That may help. Just check that box. You can also... block buyers with policy violations. I don't know what that connects to, but you can say who had 4, 5, 6, or 7 policy violations within a period of time.
Now, not I wouldn't do this, but would he be able to block a new buyer?
No, there's no, that would be the death of eBay.
Yes.
Right. So here we are spending millions of dollars to bring new buyers to eBay, and we're going to let you block them? No, that's not going to happen.
Got it.
You can also block buyers who have bid on several of my items and not pay for them. So there are some things that you can do, and then you can apply these to active and future listings. There's a box there. So do that. Go to My eBay. Click the account tab, look for site preferences. Under the selling preferences, there's buyer requirements. Click the edit link. You'll see all of the requirements that you can apply globally, and perhaps that would help. There you are.
Okay, so it's My eBay, account tab, site preferences, seller preferences, buyer preferences.
Right, and so to pre-answer some questions, no, we are not going to verify buyers before they're allowed to use eBay, which, you know, ask them for a credit card. You can do so by requiring that they have a PayPal account. because that way they have to have some bank information in order to have a PayPal account. And no, we're not going to let you block brand new buyers. That's just not how it works on eBay. But you can block buyers. There's a block list. You can put their ID. You obviously know about that.
So, John, I hope we helped you out a little more.
And I'm curious to know, I'd love for him to write me back and say why he's not using fixed price.
I just sent you over his email.
Right.
And that may help a little bit. But, yeah, why don't you like fixed price? I love it. And they pay right away, and I don't have to worry about unpaid buyers, nothing. Yeah.
So, I mean, I know that, I know that for collectibles and antiques that it's a popular format, and it has been for 20 years, and it's not going away. When I sell collectibles or antiques, I no longer use it. I just use the fixed price, and if I think it's a negotiable situation, I'll use the best offer. But I won't. I don't use the auction format personally anymore. That's just me.
I hope we helped you out today, Richard from Snellville, Georgia, known on eBay as the Center 777. First-time caller. We love first-time callers, Richard. What's your question or comment today?
Well, I guess it's kind of a concern with eBay Global Shipping. I shipped a package, and it's a $900 package. It arrived on the 21st and signed for by someone at the Global Shipping Center. I have a name, but I won't say that now. Signed for by that person, and then 7 days later, I get an email from eBay telling me that the package was empty of contents. However, they did not tell me what the package looks like, whether what condition it was in, whether it was sealed or not, none of that. I called, and I couldn't get that information either. But, you know, my main concern is, why did it take 7 days? Because now FedEx is pointing fingers, because I filed a claim with FedEx, and, you know, they point fingers at eBay, and eBay's pointing fingers at FedEx, and it's just a mess for me because I had to refund the buyer, and that's $900.
Wait, before you say no, you shouldn't have refunded anyone yet.
Oh, eBay told me to. In the first email, they told me to.
So I want to make sure I'm clear here, because this isn't making sense to me. This item was received in Kentucky?
At the eBay. Correct.
Right.
eBay
and it was
shipping center.
And they claimed that it was an empty box.
Correct.
Yeah, you have to send. I can't talk about this in the radio. I don't have any of the details. You have to send this to me in an email, and I'll forward it to the shipping team.
So send it to griff@ebay.com. Okay, Richard?
Yeah, okay. I did a form on y'all's webpage form.
Okay, but you've got to get in touch with Griff.
I'd love to, if possible, be able to help you with. This is kind of thing. I can't do this on the radio show. I don't know where to turn. Right. So yeah, send this to me in an email.
Please send it directly to him, Richard.
Something sounds very off, because I've been at the center. I've been at the center in Erlanger, and I know that nearly every box is opened and checked.
Right.
And I also saw the security at this center, which was incredibly tight. Let me just tell you that I got a full body search, not cavity, but body search, going in and out of the facility.
Was it
and
bigger
I'm an
than
employee.
A bread box?
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question?
I'm sorry. It was a bad joke.
How much did the package weigh? Do you remember?
Well, from FedEx, I put 2 pounds, because FedEx makes you round up, but actual weight was probably a pound and a half-ish.
Hmm. And what was the item?
It was a Galaxy Note 5 premium cell phone.
Huh. Yeah, it sounds like if it arrived there, I can guarantee you that no one... Well, I can't guarantee anything. This is a silly statement. But I would highly doubt that anyone at the warehouse would have been responsible for emptying that package's contents. But send me what you have if you like. I'm happy to send it to the shipping team so that they can take a closer look at it.
Griff, I understand.
Griff@ebay.com.
At eBay, okay.
Okay, Richard. Sorry we couldn't help you today on the radio, but Griff's going to do what he can, okay?
Right, I certainly do appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Richard. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Or you can click on the little Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player and contact us that way during the show. Meanwhile, Michael from Inverness, Florida, known on eBay as Mainly Irish 207. And he's also a first-time caller. Michael, you need help with a listing, I understand. Tell us about it.
Yes, I have a, it's a document, legal document from 1775 out of New York.
Okay, let me give out the let me give out the item number. It's 3814.
Hold on, hold on. Mm-hmm. I'm not there.
Okay.
3814. Okay.
1665.
1665.
7392. Again, that's 3814. 1665-7392, and wait till you see what it is. It's a doozy. It really is.
Wow, what does disforming mean?
Disforming a man? Yeah. I don't know. We're going to find out because it's this was a document that was written in... Well, the title says 1775 Legal Document, New York. Woman, I guess, fined 100 pounds. Fined for disforming man. Okay. So,
yeah. Something happened. That's all, we don't know exactly what the details are, but something happened. I hope it wasn't a Lorraine Bobbitt situation.
Yeah, really, it was an early American Bobbitt. Maybe. He says this, well, first of all, Michael, what are your questions?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm pretty new overall to on eBay. I usually just sell generic stuff, and I don't come across a lot of historical documents like this, so I didn't know how to go about listing it. It's already listed, obviously.
Yeah.
My brother spoke very highly of you. He's been on your show before, so he recommended me.
You know what? All of a sudden, something happened to your phone, and we can't hear you so well.
We're going to take a break. Why don't you call him back on his line, and we'll talk
okay.
more.
Okay, I want you to hold on, Michael.
Okay.
Don't hang up.
This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. We'll be right back to take your calls here at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Carigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at bubblefast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit bubblefast.com.
When it comes to shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Endesha lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Endesha imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay. Then, post back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. And Disha even offers delivery status notifications. And for those occasional returns, Andisha lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label is actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Andisha.com.